Good morning. The storm system that brought the rain yesterday is departing off the eastern seaboard. In its wake, still a little bit of unstable air, bringing a few showers across parts of the region overnight, particularly in the Champlain Valley and central and northern Vermont. Temperatures in most places dip back into the 40s, and now with a northwesterly breeze kicking in, readings will drop a couple more degrees as we get into the early morning period. Clouds will tend to dominate the first part of the day today with the influence of that upper-level disturbance, but as it lifts out, we'll go back to more in the way of sunshine, especially during the course of the afternoon. Despite the sun, the northwest wind flow will keep temperatures near seasonal averages, and most places will be in the lower to mid-50s this afternoon. High pressure will temporarily build in tonight, keeping skies clear this evening, but a weak disturbance pivoting around a low pressure center over the Maritimes will dive in from Canada late tonight and tomorrow morning with mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will dip back into the 30s and then only manage to get through the 40s and into the lower 50s tomorrow under mostly cloudy skies. In fact, with that disturbance passing by, we run the risk at a couple of passing sprinkles or even a scattered rain shower across the higher terrain. The weekend will be marked by these disturbances passing by, another one Saturday night, and yet another one on Sunday. So it looks like we'll have our cloudy periods. Also some sunny breaks on Sunday afternoon. It'll be breezy with highs in the upper 40s. A ridge of high pressure will try to nose itself in early to midweek next week. This will keep the weather dry at least with a slight warming trend. Mostly sunny skies on Monday in the lower to mid-50s. Upper 50s on Tuesday with sunshine giving way to some clouds. Then mostly sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday with high temperatures in the middle to upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the southern flank of a stalled front will linger from the southern plains into the southern Rockies. At the same time, a slow-moving low-pressure wave is expected to bring increasing chances for rain over much of New Mexico and portions of far western Texas through tomorrow. A period of heavy rainfall may be possible, which could produce flooding of low-lying poor drainage areas. There'll also be the chance of thunderstorms in this region, and some of the storms could be strong to severe with gusty winds and hail. Further north, in the San Juan Mountains of south-central Colorado, snow will increase in intensity above 10,000 feet. 3 to 6 inches of snow is likely with locally higher amounts. Winds will also become gusty in this region and at times reach 25 miles per hour over the ridges. Winter weather advisories have been issued. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 23 degrees with a northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 above 0. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 41, 74% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.05 inches and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, lower 60s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy, mid-50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 55, that's 11 degrees above normal. 11 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, that's the total for the month, and for the year, 28.64 inches, which is 4.84 inches below normal. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 43, that's 20 below normal, and 498 for the season, which is 210 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 53 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high 76 set in 1994, and the record low 17 in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:43 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered showers this morning, then increasing sunshine later today. Breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds with a few scattered rain and snow showers overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, with a passing shower this morning, then increasing sunshine later today, and highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds with a scattered shower overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a passing sprinkle possible, a shower in the mountains in the lower 50s, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy Sunday, upper 40s, mostly sunny, lower to mid-50s Monday, sunshine giving way to clouds Tuesday, upper 50s, and mostly sunny Wednesday and Thursday, with high temperatures in the middle to upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.